guess that haircut made him play the piano a little bit better. I tell you what, Brenda and I are so proud of our young people and all that they do. And as a church, you should be very proud of them. The Lord has blessed tremendously, and we're so thankful for it. And it is exciting to begin an evening service with the baptism, especially with Connor, and the miracle that God has done, that this young man is even here. But what a testimony to the Lord and to the faithfulness of God. And this is what it's all about. This is it. I'd ask them to do one song tonight. And with the other songs, I don't know how it all falls together, but it does. God does remarkable things when we allow Him to direct our hearts and our minds. And as I had prepared for tonight, I kept looking at some other things, and it kept coming back to this. You ever have that, Brother John? We can't get away from some stuff, can we? And looking through some of my notes, I had scribbled a few things down, and they just kept sticking out and said, this is what it's going to be. And then the songs, and then with the baptismal service tonight, and with the prayer that was prayed, Jamie, maybe God will speak to some hearts tonight. Not me, but through the Lord. We give it to Him. In the book of Matthew, the first chapter, and in the 21st verse, you will read these words. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Father, I pray now that you would open our hearts and our minds to you and to what you have for us. And Father, that you would speak to our hearts. And Father, if there is one here tonight who does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I pray tonight, Father, that at the name of Jesus, their lives would be changed. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This passage is the spot where Joseph is told that Mary is with child, and you read that text all about it. And Joseph thought at one time, well, hey, I'll put her away. This wasn't mine. Shouldn't have happened. The angel of the Lord spoke to him and said, listen, she's going to have a baby. But here's the thing, Joseph, I want you to remember. We are going to name the baby Jesus. Not here yet. We've already got a name for him. And it is that name. The name Jesus. Now, have y'all ever thought about what's in a name? I get lots and lots of mail addressed to Miss Tommy Doty. I really do. I get lots of the mail. It's addressed Miss Tommy Doty. And my mother evidently wanted a girl so bad that when she did my name, I'm not Thomas. I want you to know that. I am T-O-M-M-I-E. Feminine gender it was. However, when I got out of high school, I became Tom. And that was it. Except for last Sunday morning. Only people, if I go back to Lake City, I'm still called Tommy. Something about a name. Last Sunday morning, Brenda said, did you know he called you Tommy? And I said, no, he didn't. He said, yeah, he did. And he did. And there's something about a name. There's just really something about our name. Names are important. You know, I look at some names, and right after Brenda and I were married, evidently nobody thought it was going to work because she was still Brenda Isom. And then about 6 months into it, things were looking pretty good. She became Brenda Isom hyphen Doty. And a little bit later on, we dropped the hyphen. So now she's Brenda Doty. Works out well. And in all of life, we see that folks carry on names. I've watched people name their kids after the grandparents or the great-grandparents or something like this. Saw a movie the other day, and they named a child after the town she was born in. Now, that'll do something for you. So you have to think about all these things about names. How important are names? Names are extremely important. Had it not been important, the angel would not have come to Joseph and said, listen, His name is going to be Jesus. Now, he didn't just say, his name's going to be Jesus. He said, his name will be Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. When I read that, then it comes to mind that Jesus came to his own. And you remember what the scripture says? His own received him not. But yet the angel said, you're going to call his name Jesus because he is here to save his people. There was something very special about the name Jesus. And I imagine right now, if you'll just think about it, just in your mind, just simply say, Jesus. 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 See, there's something about that name. When people hurt and they're in the hospital and things are seeming going wrong, Brother John and I have been there, and sometimes you can say, Jesus, and it'll calm a room. See, there's something about that name. It's that name that releases us so much of the time from bondage. You know, that's the problem in life today. We're all under the load of sin, but here's a name that can free us. Here's a name that can do more things for us than we ever thought could ever happen. Here's a name that actually changed the course of human history. Have you ever thought about that? Go back and look at it. There's been great names in history. Great names. But a lot of them have been forgotten. But the name of Jesus is remembered. The name of Jesus is known throughout the world. So that's one name that has had the greater effect on mankind than any other name. And that's why tonight I asked them to sing that song. There's just something about that name. And I imagine that as you sang that song, you had to think about Jesus. And you had to think about what Jesus has done for you. You have to think about what Jesus is doing in your life right now. You even have to think about what Jesus is going to do in your life to come. As someone was coming in tonight and we talked, and she remember who she is, we talked about that we're ready for Jesus to come right now. Even so, Lord Jesus, come. See, Jesus can change and has changed all the course of history. There's just something about that name. And you think about this, the name of Jesus can bring conviction to the hearts of people. You get around a group of people sometime, and there's a few of them that really aren't where they ought to be with the Lord, and you say, hey, let's talk about Jesus. You know what they want to do? Let's talk about something else. You know why? It brings conviction. Then there are times that we can use that name Jesus, and Jesus can encourage people. You know, you can do it. Jesus will be with you. I appreciate it when people tell me, said, I'm praying for you. I'm praying the Lord will work with you. What they're saying is, Jesus be with you. See, Jesus can bring conviction upon people. Their lives can be touched because just that name, but then that name can also encourage us in our walk. The name of Jesus can lift up the fallen, but it can also bring down the exalted. Did you know that? Those folks that think they're so high, Jesus can bring them down just at that name. That name can do all things. Well, I think most of you heard it. They had a bracelet at one time or another that might be, what would Jesus do? Any of you remember that? What would Jesus do? I think it's on PureFlix. Yeah, that's the channel. There is a series on that channel about what would Jesus do. If you get a chance, watch the movie. It's not just one movie, it's several. But it says, what would Jesus do? And I didn't know what the movie was about, so I watched it one time. And it touched my heart because it had a guy come in and he asked a pastor to help him. And the pastor said, I'm too busy. I can't do what you're wanting done. And he sent him on his way. That Sunday morning, the guy came back and visited that church. And he asked at the invitation time, he came down and he turned around and he addressed the crowd of what would Jesus do? He'd been to a businessman's place and tried to get a job. The man was too busy to talk to him because his hair was too long, his beard was too straggly, and his clothes weren't as clean as they ought to be. And then he had to think, what would Jesus do? See, at the name of Jesus, we're influenced to either do what is right or to try and hide from what is right. We're influenced by the name of Jesus. That name is so special that we think about what Jesus can do. Well, as I thought about this and looked at how in that movie toward the end of it, every single life was transformed because this man had said, think about what Jesus would do. And when we begin to think about what Jesus will do, things begin to change in our life. Now, here's what Paul wrote in Romans, the 12th chapter and the second verse. Paul said this, "And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Now, when he says this about being transformed by the renewing of your mind, you realize how our minds are renewed, how our minds are changed? It's by that name, Jesus. You just mention the name Jesus, and your thinking can change. Mention the name Jesus, and your thought patterns will go a different direction. Well, not only did Paul write this and say, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. A little bit later on, he wrote to the folks at Philippi and in Philippians, the second chapter and the fifth verse, he said this, let this mind be in you, which was also in what? Christ Jesus. See, when our minds are transformed, we take on the mind of Jesus. We let His mind be in our mind. Our thoughts become the thoughts that He has for us because we are transformed by the presence and by the power of that man named Jesus. The other thing is that at the name of Jesus, there is authority. Man, you just say, Jesus. Man, that'll get your attention, won't it? Jesus. You know, Jesus has authority over all things. All things. Man, think about this. Well, here's what the scripture says. This is in Philippians 2nd chapter, verses 9 through 11. It says this, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now, think about what Paul was saying there. This name, Jesus, God gave him that name because that highly exalted him above all things. On this earth, Jesus has great authority. In heaven, Jesus has great authority. Yes, he is at the right hand of the Father right now. He's making intercession for us. But he has great authority. That authority, if you'll remember, there were a group of guys in a boat with Jesus one night. The waves came up, and you can just imagine the water was crashing over the sides, and Jesus is asleep on one end of the boat, and these guys are talking and said, we're going to die if something doesn't happen. And all of a sudden they come and they say, Jesus, wake up. If you don't do something, we're going to die. You know what Jesus did? Jesus spoke the word, and he said, peace, be still. And the waves calmed. See, there's great authority in the name Jesus. Great things can happen at the name of Jesus, His name. You notice what it says here. Wherefore God hath highly exalted Him. At the name, Jesus is exalted. His name has the authority. The other thing you'll notice is that it is in the name of Jesus that last line says, brings glory to God the Father. See, God was glorified in His Son. It was Jesus who made this comment. He said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. He glorified the Father because he did not come to do what he wanted to do, but he came to do what the Father wanted to do. Jesus, the Son of God, the sacrifice for mankind, having the authority over all things, even authority over our lives. Say, wait a minute, I do what I want to do. You know, let Jesus get a hold of you and really get a hold of you. You'll do what he wants you to do because you give it to him. Well, some other things about this. At the name of Jesus, there is healing. Praise God for what happened to you, brother. See, there we're seeing God heal. There were times that we would read that he may not make it. There were times we'd read that the doctors, he'd given up on you, Connor. But God hadn't. God hadn't. There's name. There's healing in the name of Jesus. Here's what it says in Acts, the 3rd chapter and 6th verse. It says that Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk." That 3rd chapter, you'll remember that Peter and John were going to the temple to pray. And there was a man sitting on the side, been there every single day. He was begging. He's looking for them to just give him something. Can I have anything? Peter must have been one of them poor fishermen. Because when he gets up there and says, "I ain't got any silver or gold. I don't have anything that I can drop in your cup." But he said, "Wait. I have this. In the name of what? Jesus. Rise up and walk." And if you'll read that story, you know what he did? It says the guy jumped up and took off and he ran. He was excited about what had happened to him because he was healed at the name of Jesus. There's another incident in the scripture. It's in Mark, the 10th chapter. Jesus was leaving Jericho one day, and there was a man who sat by the side of the road, and he heard that Jesus was passing by. And he began to shout out and call out Jesus' name. Now, the scripture says it this way, and this is in Mark, the 10th chapter. I'll read it to you. It says, "They came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people came by, and blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more, 'Thou son of David, have mercy on me.'" You know what he's doing? He's crying out, "Jesus, Jesus, stop. I need help. Jesus, can you do something for me?" Notice what it says. "And Jesus stood still." When you cry out the name of Jesus, you get his attention. "Jesus stood still and commanded him to be brought. And they called the blind man, saying to him, 'Be of good cheer. Rise, he calls for you.' And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Jesus answered and said unto him, 'What wilt thou that I should do to thee?' The blind man said unto him, 'Lord, that I might receive my sight.' And Jesus said unto him, 'Go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole.' And immediately he received his sight, and he followed Jesus." See, when lives are changed, when lives are healed, when that sickness of sin is overcome by Jesus Christ, we begin to follow him. We begin to obey him. We begin to do the things that he wants. Healing, not just physical, but spiritual healing takes place at the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, give me sight. Jesus, take away my blindness. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was what? Blind, but now I see. There is healing in the name of Jesus. Well, there's one other thing that is probably to me the most important part of the name of Jesus. There is salvation at the name of Jesus. You know, so much of the time, you talk to people, and you ask them about their relationship with the Lord. And Brother John and I, and most folks, most preachers have heard this, talk to them sometimes about the relationship with the Lord, and they'll tell you, "I'm a member of so-and-so church." Folks, I'm here to tell you real quick, church don't save you. It doesn't. But a lot of folks place everything on the name that's over the door. But it's not the name over the door. The Bible tells us that there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. Now, I like what the scripture says, and it's not what I'm going to say, but this is what is recorded in Acts, the 4th chapter and the 12th verse. And it's very plain. It says, "Neither is there salvation in any other? For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Don't say you can if you want to. See, salvation is given to us at the name of Jesus. It's the only way you're going to get it. It's through Jesus. So often I hear folks talk about, well, I'm a this or I'm a that or I'm a something else. When you get to heaven, God doesn't say, were you a this or that or something else? He looks to see if your name is recorded in a book that's called the Lamb's Book of Life. And you know who the Lamb is? The Lamb is Jesus, the Son of God, who came to take away the sins of the world. And so, that the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. But today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to say, Jesus, come into my heart and save me. Jesus, come into my life and change me. Jesus, let my mind be in your mind and your mind in mine, that I can be transformed by your saving power. There is power in the name of Jesus. That power comes to us as we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. A lot of times I don't do an invitation on Sunday night, but Brenda, I want you to play. I'm going to ask you to stand and bow your heads for just a moment. Heads bowed, eyes closed. We're not going to sing. She's just going to play. But I want you to just say,